Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. I'm your host, Alex, and this week I want to chat about your competitors on Teachers Pay Teachers. So if you're a seller on TPT, there will be people in your niche doing similar things to you who are your direct competition when it comes to your resources. So if a buyer goes into TPT and is looking for something, yes, they may find you and they want to buy your resource, but there's also some other people they may want to be buying from instead. And so in this episode, I want to talk about the pros and the cons of checking out your competition. So let's dive in. First up, let's talk about the pros. There are some benefits to being mindful of other people in the marketplace. So this might look like spending time on TPT itself, looking through search when you're like researching your own resources and looking at where they rank. You can see, you know, what other resources and what other sellers are coming up when a buyer might be searching for something. So you can see who directly is competing with you when it comes to the algorithm and everything. Like, oh, you know, someone's searching for a math craft and yeah, there's your math craft, but you know, surrounded by it is a bunch of others. So, you know, looking on TPT is one thing you can do and it will give you a little bit of an awareness of what the competition is in comparison to your product in terms of things like pricing. But this also can show you what other people are doing in terms of the actual resource itself. So you're making resources that maybe are on the smaller side and they're making sort of bigger products with a lot more included in them. You can sort of see what, you know, what has more value. You can kind of see the quality of people's resources too, like how are they visually making theirs look compared to yours? What other features are they including in theirs that you don't have in yours? And then, you know, just in general, you know, their listings as well, you know, seeing the way that they're doing product photography and things like that, the way they're attracting people. It's something to be mindful of because I think if you just go into TPT really like with your blinkers on and just like never looking at anyone else, you become like this kind of insular person in this little bubble. You could end up falling behind in certain areas because you won't understand the trends that are happening on the marketplace. You won't understand the way that things are changing. An example would be that if you were to go back in time to TPT about 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, the way that we made covers and thumbnails and things was so different and the design of our products looked so different. And you can look back now and kind of cringe at how outdated they look. But, you know, there was lots of these like fuzzy borders and chevron and stuff. And that was just kind of what was trendy and hot on TPT. Now, if you just never looked at anyone else, you'd probably be carrying on using that stuff. You'd still be doing chevron and fuzzy borders and all these funny little kind of clip art obsessed covers with, you know, without like product photography, you wouldn't really be doing things the way that people are doing now. Like we have all these mock-ups that people use. That's been very trendy in the last few years. And so your resources would probably look outdated because you wouldn't be sticking with the trends. You wouldn't be moving with the way that the marketplace is moving, you know, what other sellers are doing, but also what buyers are wanting. And you've got to remember that sellers often adapt to suit buyer needs. So if buyers start wanting certain types of resources, certain topics and subjects and themes, if they start, you know, preferring a certain look to covers and thumbnails or whatever, they start searching for different terms SEO wise. Sellers often pick up on that and they start to adapt. They say, well, nobody wants these types of products anymore. I'm going to stop making those. You know, people aren't looking for, say, digital. I won't do that anymore. Oh, I found that my products that have product photos are selling better than my ones with screenshots. I'm going to start doing that. Sellers are often spending a lot of time adapting to suit what their buyers want. And they look at a lot of data, especially like really, you know, invested sellers, especially ones that maybe are veteran sellers or full-time sellers or ones with big teams. They probably spend large amounts of time than maybe newer sellers do, but there's a lot of research going on. And so what sellers are doing is usually somewhat informed. And so, you know, you don't want to be falling behind what other people are doing. You don't want to be looking really out of place because you're still making, you know, rectangular covers that look really dated or something. So being mindful of what other people are doing, like, is really important to stay relevant, to stay current in the marketplace. I think that's one big thing. And like I mentioned earlier as well, you know, you're just going to be making sure that you're on par with other people. You don't want to be underpricing, drastically underpricing and like sort of devaluing your work and realizing, oh, wow, I'm making this way too cheap. Everyone else is selling just as much as me, but they're making way more money. Like, you don't want to be doing that. And you don't want to be overpricing either. You don't want to be realizing, oops, I was charging $5 and everyone else is doing the exact same thing and offering it for only $2. And that's why it's not selling. Oh my goodness, I've completely missed the mark. So pricing is something to be mindful of. And then, you know, just in general, like I said, with the resources themselves, you can kind of see, okay, well, apparently people really like these digital options provided, or they like having the differentiation, like these other sellers including all these extra bonuses, and they're selling a lot more than I am. Maybe my resource is just too simple, it's missing a few things. The truth is, you can sort of see basically what is working in the marketplace when you look at other people. So there's definitely some benefits there. The other benefit I would say is being inspired and motivated in a good way. Not in a plagiarism type of way, but in like a, you know, you're following people on Instagram or on Facebook, or you're looking at them on TPT and you feel kind of motivated to be like, wow, I can be better. I can do better. I can see that these other people are doing these amazing things. I can do that too. You know, you might see in Facebook groups, you might follow people on Instagram, you might follow their store, whatever, but you can see, wow, they're creating these amazing resources. They are using all these marketing platforms. They're doing all this really cool stuff. They've, you know, grown their business in such a way. I'm inspired. I would love to be like that one day. I feel motivated. I want to do that too. I can see that they've got a website. I can see that they have created this really cool product line. I can see that they've got this really successful Instagram and they're doing these really cool reels. And you're thinking, I would love to have a business like that one day. I feel really motivated. I'm going to set myself some goals to do some stuff just like them. I could be like them one day. And there is power in that. There is power in seeing the people that are maybe ahead of you and the amazing success that they've had and feeling motivated to get there one day. And that'd be very hard to do if you never ever looked to anyone else, if you never saw what anyone else was doing. You might not feel that kind of inspiration and motivation to try new things. You know, oh, these other sellers started a TikTok account and they found lots of success with it. And you go on there and you're like, oh, wow, look at all this really cool content. I know I could do something really cool like this as well. I'm going to start a TikTok account and share all the value that I have. And you kind of feel inspired by the way other people are growing their businesses, as opposed to just sort of sitting there at your computer making products, not knowing what's going on in the TPT world. So Facebook groups are another really great way to keep track of what people are doing. You know, you'll hear the methods and the tricks and the strategies. I remember first joining a few Facebook groups and learning about how that, you know, that I had to flatten my and protect my resources. I had no idea that you needed to do that when I first started selling, because I was just on TPT, just making resources in the classroom and like throwing them up on TPT and logging back out again. That was it. I didn't really know what was going on. I started joining these Facebook groups. I started seeing, oh, wow, there's all these things I should be doing, all these things that everyone else is doing that I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I didn't know about that. So, you know, being mindful there that you'll learn so much from other people doing the same thing as you. There's actually another benefit here too. And it's, you know, when you're looking at what other people are doing, you understand maybe what not to do. You understand, oh, wow, you know, I don't want to be violating trademarks, or I don't want to make covers that look like that. They're not very attractive. Or, you know, you can kind of see the don'ts too of like, oh, wow, that's something I don't want to aspire to be like. So, you know, seeing what everyone else is doing, it just has some real value there, I think, in running your business. I think if you think of businesses outside of TPT, you know, brick and mortar businesses, businesses in the real world, think of your average target or whatever, like they don't just focus on themselves. They are constantly monitoring their competitors. You know, those big giant companies that kind of compete with each other, they're going to be like looking at what the other person is doing. So here in Australia, we have two big supermarkets. They're like the big supermarket chains. They're called Coles and Woolworths, and they're like, you know, they dominate the industry. And there's obviously like Aldi and a few other little ones, but really the two big giants are those two. And you know that there are like whole groups of people working for those companies that are watching what the other people are doing, you know, checking what items they're putting on sale and what promotions they're running, what decisions they're making, going, oh, we should be doing that too. A lot of copying happens, I'm sure, but it's just, you know, being aware of what your competitor is doing. Otherwise, you could very easily become, like I said, outdated, irrelevant. You could kind of misstep and do things very wrong, but you could also miss out on the really great things that you might be inspired to do by other people. So yeah, you want to know what's going on. I know that real businesses are doing that, so why wouldn't you? But we do need to talk about the cons, and there are a lot of cons to looking at your competitors. And so I think I've talked about a few benefits here. There's definitely some. And, you know, what I'm going to suggest, I know I normally say this at the end of the episode, but I'm going to say it now, is I would suggest if you are going to look at your competitors because you want some of those benefits I just mentioned, it just needs to be in moderation. It's like, you know, you happen to glance at what other sellers are doing while you're fixing your SEO. That's that's fine because you can't help it. You literally see other covers and things while you're fixing your SEO and looking on search. That's okay. Maybe following other sellers on social media and being in Facebook groups and things, as on the day to day, you kind of hear what other people are doing and you sort of see glimpses of what other people are doing. It's like a kind of a casual, incidental thing that just happens. I don't think you should be going out of your way to spend hours looking at other people. That, in my opinion, is bad in two ways. One, it's a time drain, like a huge time suck for you to spend. You could easily blow anything from like quickly 20 minutes all the way through to like an hour, in some rabbit hole on TPT or Instagram or something, obsessing about other people. And that's time that you're not working on your business. So you don't want to, waste time that way. But you also don't want to, affect your mental health negatively by obsessing too much about what other people are doing. And I see that a lot in Facebook groups. There's some people that, making these posts and the topic they're talking about, you're like, well, you clearly spent a lot of time obsessing over other sellers in search and what other stores are doing. Otherwise, why would you be whining about this particular thing? So you're like, why are you not going and making a product? So you don't want to be, wasting business time, and you don't want to obviously be getting yourself all worked up about things. So everything in moderation, it should just be this kind of incidental thing. I have to say that before I go on to the cons. But yeah, let's talk about the cons. There are some negatives, and this is why it has to be in moderation and you have to be strict with yourself. Is one, your mental health. If you spend too much time looking at your competitors, like the people in your niche on TPT, on social media, you will feel crappy about yourself. That is the undeniable truth, because there will be people doing a better job than you, growing a business faster than you, having a more successful business in your eyes. And you'll just feel jealous. You might feel envious and frustrated and sad and despondent. And so it can be depressing, downright depressing, to fixate on what other people are doing if you can see that they're having more success than you. And so you have to be mindful of your mental health when it comes to this kind of thing. If you're someone that struggles with mental health, if you know that this is something that's like an area that you really struggle with, then you might have to be strict with yourself about unfollowing people and blocking people and not going out of your way to look at things, muting things. You might have to make that decision yourself. But if you know that it's not something that bothers you too much, you don't get too worked about these things, then it's fine. But you've got to know yourself and make those decisions. The other big con, I think, is that when you're looking at other people, you can be inspired in the wrong way. And this is where, the plagiarism comes in and the copycat kind of stuff we see a lot of. To a certain extent, it's understandable in business that we might see that other sellers are making a certain resource because that's what teachers want. And so we start thinking, well, if teachers are wanting more things in this area, then obviously it makes sense. Everyone's going to start making that. That's just business. But going to looking at someone's actual resource and then making the same thing, and I think we're all guilty of it. I think it's actually really important to be honest with ourselves and say we're all guilty of it, because provided that you have anything from like 30 to a few hundred or thousand products in your store, it is impossible for those to all be truly amazingly unique original resources that no one has ever made anything close to before. Like, that's just not possible. We're all going to at some point make a resource that technically someone else has probably made before. You've made a certain, set of task cards. Well, guess what? Someone's made task cards. Like, that's just life. That's just business. It's natural that we're going to make things other people have made, but we don't want to be making actual replicas where we find ourselves making the resource look too similar to someone else's and we just end up almost just copying their entire resource. And it does happen. And so that is a downside of looking at other people. And it's just going to happen. And sometimes it's like kind of subconscious. You don't even realize you're doing it. And it happens a lot in your early days. And I know when I was a newer seller, I was probably doing that way more than I would do now. Is, you see things on Pinterest, you see things on TPT, and it's in the back of your mind, oh, that's really cool. And then a few months later, you could end up making something fairly similar if you're not careful. It's an easy trap to fall into because we're only human. So you have to be mindful of that time you spend looking at other people, because it's not good to be copying other people, and it sucks for them, obviously, but it's not always good for your business, because, the more original we can be, the better. I think those are the two biggest downsides. It's bad for your mental health, and it's bad for copycat kind of things. And I think that in itself is plenty of reasons. So like I said a minute ago in the middle of the episode, you have to just be mindful of, doing these things in moderation. I guess when you're looking through your Instagram feed, you find yourself on TPT search or something, and you see a certain seller that you kind of feel like you're drawn to always kind of almost semi-stalking, like you're obsessed with looking at what they do. You feel like you're always seeing their content, and it makes you feel bad. Like, just inside, you just know it kind of makes you feel a bit down when you see their next Instagram reel, their best life, they're living their best life, and you're kind of jealous. and they release a new product because you follow them and it's just the most drop dead gorgeous product and you just feel this envy. Like if a particular seller is making you feel really bad, you need to pinpoint that and you need to say, okay, this is becoming an issue and you need to block them. You need to unfollow, you need to unsubscribe, you need to remove yourself from them because that isn't healthy. It's okay to keep an eye on the competition in a broad sense when you see other covers in search and you're looking at what other people are doing, but it's a whole nother dangerous slippery slope to become fixated on one person. And that can easily happen, especially if they become like an idol to you in the sense that they are the person that you want to be, like the business that you want to have someday. Or if they just are your direct competitor, as in, you know, you've got this really narrow niche and you know that if someone's not buying your resource, they're buying this other seller's because they are making the same kind of stuff as you. And it's very easy for us to have those kind of people. And I would kind of call them bad habit. They are your bad habit. Like for me, we all, you know, in the day to day, snacking on chocolate is a bit of a bad habit for me. It's something I kind of do too often, unfortunately, and it's something I've got to work on. But, you know, in the business world, you know, you can also have a bit of a bad stalking, it's not snacking habit, of looking at another person, and that becomes, you know, almost really toxic for you. So you have to be aware of that and you have to nip it in the bud. Anyway, so in summary, looking at what other sellers are doing in this business, it does have some benefits. And the truth is, it's something you do, honestly, you do have to do to a certain extent, like I said, to stay relevant in this business. But there's a caveat, you have to be mindful of your mental health. You have to be mindful of being a copycat. And when it comes especially to a certain person you find yourself being a bit obsessive over, you have to nip it in the bud. You have to block and unfollow and remove yourself from that toxicity because it's a very slippery slope. Really something to be mindful of. So my action item for you this week is, if you're going to be doing a bit of SEO research and you're just scrolling on Instagram, by all means, you know, keep an eye on your competitors so that you can stay relevant. Don't find yourself getting really isolated and not knowing what's going on TPT. It's very easy to kind of get removed from it and then suddenly feel like, oh, whoa, I have no idea what's relevant anymore. So, you know, stay relevant. But as you're doing this stuff, as you're perusing TPT, as you know, you're logging into TPT, you're logging into social media and stuff, have my voice in the back of your mind to remind you, is this thing I've just seen making me feel really bad about myself? Is there a certain person that I'm finding is making me feel really awful? Have I just, you know, seen their post on Instagram, or I've just seen something from them on TPT that I follow them and I just feel like this pit in my stomach, like I feel this jealousy, I feel this sadness. Like if you feel that feeling, catch it now. Remember what I've just said and remove yourself from that situation. I think that's a really important action item this week that could be really impactful for you. You can remember this, that you can still stay relevant and you can still see your competitors and know what's going on without being obsessed with a certain seller. So you can see and search what other sellers are doing in like a broad sense, which would be the benefits of things I talked about in this episode, but you don't have to see one particular person. So you're thinking, I can't unfollow so-and-so, you know, they're my direct competitor. I need to know what's going on in my niche. Like I can't unfollow them. Like it doesn't matter if it makes me feel bad. I can't, but you can, because they're just one person and they, for some reason, are making you feel really bad. Your business is not going to crumble if you unfollow them. I can assure you of that. Like your business will not fall apart because you unfollowed someone. So get rid of them and remember that there's probably a bunch of other people in your niche that you can learn from and you can stay relevant by keeping an eye on. But in a broad sense, you just know what's going on, but you're not looking at one particular person. That's something to be really, really mindful of. I hope this episode has helped. I think it's just one of those things we're all quite guilty of. And I think we need that little reminder sometimes. And that's what this podcast is for, is just to be that, you know, voice in your ear to reassure you that you're okay. You're normal. You're just like everyone else. We're all guilty of this. But sometimes we, you know, we do need someone to kind of call us out on it and say, hey, this is not healthy. Let's be mindful here. And I hope I can be that person for you. I hope that I'm not the person that makes you feel bad. I really hope that wouldn't be, I'm not that person. But assuming that I don't make you feel bad, you know, keep absorbing my content. That's actually like a really great action item as well, is to go and absorb the content of people who are a positive influence on you. So say you go on your Instagram feed, for example, and you're following a bunch of sellers in your niche, and every time you see their post, you just feel awful. It just makes you feel bad. And instead of that, you could be scrolling on Instagram and be inspired and motivated and learn things and grow your business if you were to follow a completely different person. So you unfollow all those people in your niche that are making you feel bad. And maybe instead you follow other sort of inspirational sellers. Maybe they're not in your niche, so they're not your competition, and they won't make you feel bad about yourself. But they're just other sellers that are like, you know, inspirational on TBT, and you think, oh, one day I would love to be like them. That's great. Or even better, follow other people who help you with business. Other people like me that are TBT sellers that give advice about TBT. There's a bunch of us, like, go and follow those kind of people. Or just in general, you know, the Amy Porterfields of the world, like business people, marketing gurus, people that are going to inspire you. And then have your Instagram or Facebook feed and stuff filled up with tips and advice that's actually going to help you grow your business. That is really powerful. That's going to actually have a positive impact, not just on your mental health, but like on literally growing your business. It's going to help you way more than, you know, following someone that makes you feel bad. So, you know, as you're unfollowing and removing people, go and find new people to replace them that will have a more positive impact on you and your business. And that's a really good action item. I think you could spend some time this week, you know, going through social media and stuff and finding people to follow that are going to help you, not hinder you. I hope that I'm one of those people that helps you. And if you don't already, you can follow me on Instagram at Terrific Selling Tactics. And, you know, obviously if it doesn't help you, feel free to unfollow. That's fine. But I hope that this episode has helped you. I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.